for the Wharton Center, the classical music events are getting off with a really nice 1-2 punch in October, starting with somebody that made headlines when she said she was stepping down from her singing roles at the Metropolitan Opera, and finishing out with Der Rosenkavalier. But Renee Fleming is coming.
That's right. And just that announcement kind of inspired us that maybe we should present Renee Fleming. It's also been a number of years since she's been here, and Miss Fleming is going to open the season. And then the next we have one of my favorite orchestras, the Czech Philharmonic, which I've just heard in Prague, which is an extraordinary orchestra. It's really involved in doing a lot of CDs, the Tchaikovsky Project, and they're bringing their chief conductor and Alicia Weilerstein here to do a concert of Dvorak's music.
The final concert for the classical series, though, is kind of a makeup event from somebody that was scheduled to perform at the Wharton Center but had to bow out at the last minute. And we're certainly glad to have him rescheduled.
Yes, so are all of us. He's probably one of my favorite concert pianists, Efim Bronfman. I've heard him play in so many different American orchestras these past couple years, and we're really glad to have him wrap up the year.
We're going to pivot now from Wharton Center's executive director, Mike Brand, to Diane Wilcox, director of marketing and communications, because while we leave the classical music realm of the Wharton Center's 2018-19 season and go to the theatrical, there is still a classical music element that shows up.
This year in our Illuminate series, which is really focused on the spoken word, we will be featuring The Other Mozart, which is this amazing one-woman piece. It's about Nannerl Mozart, who is Amadeus' sister, and she very clearly had virtually if the same genius level, if not greater, than her brother. However, upon entering adulthood, her father said, "You are now done, and you need to become a wife and a mother." And this really is the story of Nannerl and Amadeus and their father through their letters. We also have Theater of War will be bringing us Promethea in Prison, which is actually a reading, and we do not know who will be performing because Theater of War works with some very high-level actors and performers. It's notably Promethea, not Prometheus, and it really deals with issues of after Promethea is ensnared, as it were, and jailed, and what that is like in dealing with women in prison today. Those are the issues. And there'll be a wonderful panel discussion as part of the performance.
For more information about the complete schedule of the Wharton Center's just announced 2018-19 season of performances, featuring Renee Fleming, Alisa Weilerstein, Efim Bronfman, and the Illuminate series of plays, including The Other Mozart and more, visit whartoncenter.com. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.